You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The immigration ruling wasn't the only Texas case to be ruled on today. The other, Fisher v. the University of Texas. The court upheld the affirmative action program at the University of Texas at Austin, ending a legal battle that started in 2008. Abigail Fisher, a white student, sued the university for using race as a factor in college admissions. So what does today's ruling mean? Joining us now is Nina Satija, an investigative reporter from the Texas Tribune. Thank you so much, Nina.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty good. So this is the first time that this isn't the first time, I should say, that the high court has heard this case. It also heard it back in 2013. But the justices then asked the lower court to review it again. Can you review us again why that happened?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty unusual for the Supreme Court to decide to hear a case a second time. The first time they heard the case of Abigail Fisher versus UT Austin, they basically sent it back to the lower court and effectively upholding race-based affirmative action at UT. Then Abigail Fisher appealed, and surprisingly, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case again. Very unusual thing for them to do.
And this
that's
also,
why we're here.
Yeah, and this also isn't the first affirmative action cases. They've been a number of times in front of the Supreme Court. Why does this keep coming up, and can we expect it to come up again?
Yeah, I think we can, and I think it's a very, very difficult question. The Supreme Court has really wrestled with it. You know, they've been ruling for decades. Mostly what they've done is, you know, honestly, chip away a little bit about a little bit at what universities can do when they're considering race. So, you know, decades ago it was you can't use quotas. You can't say we have to have this percentage of students of color at our university. In 2003 with the University of Michigan, it was, well, we can't use a point system. So, you know, today there no such sort of prescription was made. They simply upheld UT Austin's race-based affirmative action policy. But remember that UT doesn't really use race very broadly. They only use it for a small percentage of their students. Most are automatically admitted under the top 10% rule. So, you know, it's hard to say what this means for other universities, but I think this is for sure not the last ruling we're going to see on this topic.
Now, I want to quiz you on that a little bit, and this obviously all just came down for you as we're talking to you, so we're just still trying to understand it all.
Yes.
But I understand Justice Kennedy said that UT's admission policy does not necessarily mean the university may rely on the same policy without refinement. Did you see that, and do you have any idea what
Yes.
that could mean for UT?
I think that if you read, I'm just going through Justice Kennedy's opinion right now. Yeah, I'm looking at the court's affirmance of the university's admissions policy does not necessarily mean the university may rely on that same policy without refinement. I think what he's trying to say here is, hold on, UT, we're upholding your policy of race-based use of race in admissions, but that doesn't mean that you have a blank check. You need to continue to vigorously defend the need for that policy. You need to continue to vigorously defend why you think diversity is a worthy goal and that you aren't diverse enough. So he's really trying to say, I think, you know, this issue is not over.
And as we said, this case does set a new national precedent again, but sort of unsure how this will affect colleges across the country. Do you expect, you know, changes immediately tomorrow, you know, Board of Regents getting together and saying, well, let's do this instead?
Oh, well, you know, that's we're not going to know that, I think, in the coming weeks. But for sure, every university is watching this ruling, and maybe there's some sighs of relief. But I think because Kennedy was so tepid in his opinion, and he said, look, you know, you can't rely on the same policy without refinement. I can't imagine that any university is not thinking we need to rethink our use of race and admissions if they're using it. Again, UT does not use race in admissions in the way that many other universities do. It's a very small percentage of students that are affected. So given that this is being upheld in such a tepid way, I think has got to make other universities wonder how much longer they can continue using race in admissions the way that they are.
Nina Satija is an investigative reporter with the Texas Tribune. Thank you again for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.